thanks for coming. It's good to see you. How have you been? I haven't seen you for a while. Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm good. Yeah, I did want to talk to you about something. Can we grab a table and sit down? Over there's good, in the corner where it's a little more private. So, you're looking well. No, I'm not normally one for small talk, but I'm nervous. The thing I wanted to talk to you about is very personal. I know I can trust you, but, if anything, you being one of my best friends just makes this more awkward. It's about Steve. No, he's fine. Well, as fine as ever. The thing is, we've been trying for a baby for quite some time now, I'm sure you know, since not long after we got married, actually, and it's just never worked out for us. So, recently, we went to the doctor and had some tests done, and the good news is there's nothing wrong with my fertility, but the bad news is that Steve has a low sperm count, so it's pretty unlikely that he'll ever be able to get me pregnant. He has not taken this news very well. This has been all we've ever wanted. I still love him, but it's putting a huge strain on our relationship, and we've always wanted to start a family, and he is devastated that he can't make it happen for us. I know he would be a great father if there was a way. Yeah, we've talked about adoption, and we know it's there, but I feel like I want to give birth to my own child, because there's nothing actually stopping me from doing my part. I want it to be my baby. We just need somebody to help me out. A donor, yeah. So, I take it you've probably worked out what I wanted to ask you, huh? Oh, God. I'm sorry. I can see that you're shocked. I know it's a massive thing to ask, but please, just hear me out. This is so monumentally important to us. I don't know if our marriage can survive if we can't be parents. Please, say something. No, you wouldn't have any responsibilities. It's just like a one-time thing, and then you're done. We've looked into the legalities. Steve would just adopt the baby, and then your hands are clean, and you don't have to be involved after that. Well, this isn't something you can just ask anybody. It had to be somebody we could trust. And I'm just saying, you're not bad-looking. It's your baby. It's not going to be an ugly baby. Also, you're single. I mean, you're not seeing anyone right now, are you? No? That's good. It avoids any complications on your end. Yes. Well, that's one way it can be done. You fill a specimen cup and we take care of the rest. And honestly, if you did that for us, we'd be eternally grateful. Well, I've researched this in some detail. It's not the most effective method. Ugh, don't get me started. There are issues with timing, keeping the sample at the right temperature, getting it to the right place. It all reduces the odds of getting pregnant considerably. The alternative? It's better to use a more direct, natural approach. Well, rather than having you ejaculate into a cup, the odds of success are much higher if instead you, ejaculate into me. Oh, God. Oh, see, I told you this was going to be awkward. Well, I wouldn't have put it quite so crudely, but Yes, I'm asking you to fuck me. Let me rephrase that. Steve and I are asking you to fuck me. He's totally on board with this. Well, obviously he's not completely enthusiastic about the idea of another man bedding his wife, but he knows that this is our only chance of getting pregnant. So he's given us his blessing to do this, assuming you agree. You don't have to decide now, but please, just at least think about it. I mean, I know we've been friends for years, and there's never been even a hint of anything sexual between us, even before I met Steve. But do you think that you could? I mean, physically, putting aside the awkwardness of it, do you think that you could do it with me? Yes, I mean, hypothetically, if there were a way to just do it and then forget it ever happened, or is the thought of it just too unappealing? You could? Oh, really? Obviously, if it meant getting pregnant, I could do it with you. I wouldn't have asked you otherwise. What do you mean, how would it work? Did you not take sex ed at high school? Sorry, I can't help making jokes when I'm nervous. I have an app on my phone that tracks my menstrual cycle, and it says this coming Thursday is my next best chance of getting pregnant. So, if you agree, we'd book a hotel room for Thursday and make a baby! sorry, it's just, this is the first time in ages that it seemed real. I could actually be a mom if you said yes. Okay, there are a few things we can do to increase our chances of conception. The first is position. We do it with me on my back, with my legs in the air, so that gravity can lend a hand. Secondly, I'll need a full load, so it's important that you don't come between now and Thursday. I need you to save it all for me. And when you come, it's important that you come hard. I want you to drain every last drop from your balls inside me. Don't worry, I'll take care of that. Finally, this is just between me and you. Steve doesn't need to know. I want you to make me come too. Hard. At the same time. My body will be more receptive if I'm orgasming when you shoot your load. So, does that sound like something you could do for me? I know I'm asking a lot. You're not saying much. Well, I guess at least you're not saying no. Look, here's what we'll do. I'll book a hotel for Thursday. I mean, just provisionally. You can still take some more time to think it over. It's just a reservation I can cancel. Listen, I should go. Call me in the next couple days.
Thank you.
I know you didn't say yes, but thank you for not saying no.
Come in. It's open.
Hi. I wasn't sure if you would show up. To be honest, I wasn't sure I would either. I'm glad you're here. You look even more nervous than me. I'm not sure what the etiquette is here. Do you want to make some small talk? Do you like the lingerie I'm wearing? You do? I bought it this morning. It didn't seem right to wear something that I've worn for Steve, so this is just for you. I wanted to wear something that would turn you on. Do you like the stockings? I wasn't sure if they'd be your thing, but I thought I could take them off if you didn't like them. You do? I hoped you would. So, are you ready to make a baby? I know, it's crazy! It's crazy that we're doing this! We really appreciate it. We know it's a huge thing to ask. Oh, God. I don't know if it's because I'm ovulating or if it's the thought of my husband just sat at home, knowing that I'm in a hotel, about to have sex with another man, but I am so fucking horny right now. I've been touching myself for the last 20 minutes while I've been waiting for you. I've never been more ready to be bred. So, either one of us is underdressed, or one of us is overdressed. Let's fix that. Take that shirt off. And your pants. No, don't be embarrassed. It's okay. I'm nervous too. Here. Let me give you a helping hand. I want to see if I can't get you as worked up as I am.
Holy fuck! You've been hiding that thing from me all these years?
Oh, it is more than okay. It's just bigger than I'm used to. If that can't get me pregnant, though, nothing will. You didn't need much encouragement, did you? I thought I'd at least have to show you my tits to get you hard. Well, would you like to see them anyway? Hmm? I thought so. Just help me unhook my bra.
Oh, no. No, it's okay. It's just my nipples are really sensitive when you touch them. No, don't stop, don't stop. It feels good. I should probably take these panties off, too. They're absolutely drenched. You know, you could keep them if you like. As a memento, you know, a little reminder of the time you fucked your married friend in a hotel room with her husband's permission. Okay. Here, give me your hand. Run your fingers along my slit. Let me show you how wet I am.
No, no, wait, wait. No, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my emotions are all over the place. It feels like cheating. Even though he said it's okay, it feels like cheating. I want this so badly. I want it so bad. I just need to take a moment to get my head straight. Okay. I love my husband. I love him so much. But he can't do what I need. He can't do what you can do for me. No, it's okay. Yes, I'm sure. I'm okay. I'm glad it's you. I want you to be my baby daddy. Okay, you know, let's make it a game. You be daddy, and I'll be mommy. Oh, you want me to take these stockings off now, daddy? No? Oh, you want to fuck me with them on, do you? You're a naughty daddy, aren't you? Okay. Now, mommy's gonna lie on her back with her legs wide open
and spread her pussy with her fingers. And Daddy's gonna slide his big daddy cock into Mommy's needy pussy and fuck a baby into her, okay?
Oh, oh fuck! Oh, it's huge! Oh, oh wow! Oh, we're actually doing this. Oh, you're inside me. Mommy's pussy has never been filled like this. Can you feel me? Clenching your cock? I'm not gonna let it go. Not until I've milked every last drop, Daddy. I'm gonna make you come so hard that we'll have triplets. Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye while you fuck me. Please. I need to see my baby's daddy's face. That's it. Oh, God. Fuck me harder. Fuck me harder, Daddy. I'm gonna hold your balls. I wanna feel them. I wanna feel them as you empty them into me. Does it feel good? Does it feel good when I fondle them while you pound Mommy's pussy? Oh God! This is supposed to be about me getting pregnant. It wasn't supposed to feel this good. No! Don't stop! Oh, you know exactly what Mommy needs, don't you, Daddy? Mommy wants your cum. That's it, Daddy. Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy! Come with me! Please, come with me, Daddy! Mommy's so close! Remember what I told you? I can't hold it in anymore! I need you to come right now! Fill me up, Daddy! Fill Mommy's pussy! Breathe me! Oh, God, yes! I can feel your cum deep inside me! Don't stop! Bury! Bury your seed! Oh, yes! Oh, thank you! Oh, God! Oh, good boy! Oh, you did so well! Oh, there was so much cum! Oh, so much cum! You're such a good daddy! I think we're gonna have a baby! I think you made Mommy pregnant! No! Don't pull out. Oh, just stay here. Stay in here for me for a while. Oh, please. Please, just wait a little while. I'll give it the best chance of working. Oh, just hold me close. Oh, hold me close. Oh, please. Just hold me close. Thank you. Thank you.